In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Jesus had burst onto the scene when John was baptizing the people. And John had seen Jesus and said, "That's the one. Go with him." And those who went to Jesus were told this simple word by Jesus: "Come and see." And as they followed Jesus, it first took them to the wedding at Cana. And there they had run out of wine at this great party. And Jesus spoke the word. They listened to what he said, and the party was saved. The water was turned into wine. Then Jesus had gone down from Galilee down to Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, he had gone into the temple and he had shut the temple down. And he had said, "Destroy this temple in 3 days and I will raise it up." After this, Jesus had spoken with Nicodemus in the night in Jerusalem, spoken to him about the truth of God's Spirit, that heaven and earth were coming together. And after Jesus had finished his time in Jerusalem, he headed up back towards Galilee, and on the way towards Galilee went through Samaria, as we heard last week. And he met a woman next to a well, Jacob's well, and he spoke to her. Spoke to her of receiving living water. Spoke to her of true worship. After finishing his time there in Samaria, Jesus continued north to Galilee. And as he got back to Cana, where he had done the great wedding miracle, he received a summons from an official in Capernaum. "My son is dying. Help me. Come to my son so that he may possibly live." Jesus commented on the need that people have for signs from God. And he told this official, "Go, your son will live." Obediently, the official went back home. And he got home and found out that his son was better. And he asked those who had been attending his son, "When did this happen?" He found out it was the exact hour and moment that Jesus had spoken, "Go, your son will live." After spending some time there in Galilee, Jesus again heads back down to Jerusalem for a festival. While he is there, we find him next to the Bethesda pool. Now, around this pool were porticos that surrounded it, and within those porticos, the lame, the paralyzed, would lay there, hoping to receive alms, gifts from people, and also to maybe get in the water, the Bethesda pool, hoping that its waters might heal them of their ailments. There, along this pool, Jesus finds one gentleman who has been paralyzed for 38 years. Jesus asks him if he wants his help. The man says, "Yeah, every time the waters are stirred and maybe there's a chance for me to get in the water to be healed, everyone's looking out for themselves and I get left here on the side." Jesus tells the man, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Obediently, the man stands up, picks up his mat, starts walking around. Now, as he's walking around in this area with his mat, the officials see him and say, "Hey, it's the Sabbath day. You can't carry your mat around on the Sabbath. That's work." The man says, "Hey, the guy who made me walk again told me to carry my mat, so I'm going to carry my mat." The officials say, "Who was this guy who told you to carry your mat on the Sabbath?" "I don't know." He didn't know. So he goes back to try to find who this man was that had told him to stand up and carry his mat and walk. And he finds Jesus, and Jesus speaks to him again and tells him, I am Jesus. Now go and sin no more. That something terrible, even more terrible than your paralysis, might happen to you. The officials then, learning that it was Jesus, come to Jesus and challenge him about why he's telling people to carry their mat on the Sabbath. And Jesus responds, my heavenly Father is working at all times, creating and sustaining his creation. If my Father is going to work, by golly, I'm going to work too. And so Jesus goes on to teach the people in this moment there in Jerusalem, telling them that listening to his voice, being faithful to that word that he speaks, brings eternal or lasting or sustainable life right now. Jesus tells them, you're going to have a hard time believing this, but I am going to speak the word, my word, to the dead. And they're going to listen. I'm going to speak my word beyond the grave. And the dead are going to come out of their graves. They are going to live again. Listening. Listening to Jesus is arguably the most important point that we're going to encounter over and over and over again ad nauseum as we walk through John's gospel. His word has power. Remember, he was the word of God, the command of God made flesh. This word spoke the creation into existence at the beginning. Let there be light. And there was light. When Jesus had been there at the wedding of Cana, what had Mary, his mother, told the people? Do whatever he tells you. They listened to his word. They obeyed that word. And what happened? The water was turned into wine and the party kept going. Jesus had been there with the Samaritan woman at the well. He had spoken of living water. What is this living water, you might think? It is the word of Jesus that he pours forth into our life. If you want to drink the living water, drink in his word. Listen to his word. Jesus had even told his disciples after meeting with the Samaritan woman about a true food. He said, my true food is doing the will of my Father in heaven. I listen to him. That is my food. That is what sustains life. As he says in our text for today, those who listen will live. His word is the living water. His word is the food that we are to eat every day of our lives. After encountering these men in Jerusalem, challenging him about this man and the word that he had spoken to him, where he had said, stand up and walk, and his word had done that. After challenging them, he told these officials, look, you read your scriptures every single day. You know your scriptures. You think the Bible is important. But you don't actually listen. Listening. What kind of people, what kind of listeners are we? When Jesus speaks of those who know and study the scriptures, but don't actually listen to them, is he hitting pretty close to home? Have we as Christians spoken superficially of the importance of the Bible? We fight for the Bible. We fight for the scriptures. We know them backwards and forwards. We get proof text people left and right. But when we encounter the scriptures, are we a people that really listen? The paralyzed man lying there next to the Bethesda pool is instructive to us. In what ways have we maybe spent years, 38 years, being paralyzed in our lives? Stuck in a paralysis of some sort, in a rut where we feel like we can't escape. What is it that holds you in bondage and in paralysis in your life? What is keeping you from living fully, bravely, without fear? Is it your life situation? Kind of the particulars of what's going on. You can't navigate. You just feel there's too many oppressions coming from different directions, too many responsibilities to take care of. I'm stuck in this situation. I'm paralyzed. I can't really go anywhere else, do anything else. My situation demands that I'm here. Paralyzed as a slave to my circumstances. Or the fears, the anxieties of our world. What about tomorrow? What about the safety, the security of myself, my family? What about my health? These fears, these anxieties, have they paralyzed you? What would your life look like if Jesus were to step into your life and say, stand up, carry your mat, and walk with me? How would your life change if Jesus spoke into your situation and liberated you and saved you from that which is holding you stuck? Stand up, carry your mat, and walk with me. Jesus tells us that this word that he has been and continues to speak into our lives right now brings life. He says this word is so powerful that when he says, go, your son will live, he lives. His word is so powerful that when he says, stand up and walk, you are liberated from all bondage. He says this is a word so powerful that he can speak beyond the grave, and those who are in the grave will come out. George, Joyce, Helma, Bunny, Jim, come out. His word speaks. And where his word is, there is life. Those who listen, connect themselves to this word, are living, no matter what they encounter. So as we journey with Jesus through John's gospel, we are called to start practicing our listening to his word. We want to listen now, today, so that when he speaks to us beyond the grave, we are familiar with his voice. And we say, my Lord, my God, let's go. So today, we listen again. We renew and relearn our listening. His word brings life. His word is power. Nothing can overcome it. Stand up and walk. Stand up and be free from the paralysis of your life. Stand up and live. Stand up and love with me. I offer you life. So come. Listen. Those who listen to the word of Jesus will live. Amen.